So good afternoon, everyone. All right, you have a question about what is the best way to get down on the floor and get back up. Well, do we need to know how to get back up just yet? Or can we just start with getting down on the floor? Okay. The best way to get down on the floor is the way that doesn't hurt you. Now, in this kind of atmosphere here, we're going to learn different ways to manipulate your body so that you learn to use yourself more effortlessly, so that getting down on the ground is a choice as to how you can do that. There's any number of different ways. If you have difficulty, what I would use is a prop. So I would have a chair, for instance, and I might want to just lean over on the chair so that I could kneel down onto my knees, and then if I can get onto my heels or however I get down there, that's what I would use if I'm having a difficult time. There's any number of ways. I mean, if I were to go forwards, I could do something like that. I have the ability to drop down to my knee. Now I have a choice. Which knee do I want to move? Do I want to move this leg back here? Do I want to move this leg over here? Or did I want to reverse it and put this foot? Or do I want to go actually backwards to come down in order to sit? Or do I want to use the prop behind me? Maybe I'll use the chair, and guess what? I'll just sit in the chair. Now, can I get from the chair down to the ground by getting my leg underneath me? What's the best way of all those approaches? You're going to use the chair. There you go. So if you need to use whatever prop, how was that? That was better. Okay. So, you know, the practice of somatics is to find a way to use your body as easily as you have to. And I often say, use props. So that means today, if you need something underneath your legs, if you need something behind your head, if you need something underneath your hips, we have a room full of things. We've got paper towels. We've got little mats, little napkins. We've got blankets. All the things that you need, all you have to do is ask for, and we can provide that. And I'll go over the guidelines here. This is new for some of you. This is a very simple process. The idea here is when you move, to move yourself in a way that you don't cause yourself any pain or injury. So if I were to say lift your arm and you raise it up to the ceiling, the good news is you got it up there. If you were wincing and it was difficult to get your arm up there, then you didn't do it with ease. So all you have to do is just lift your arm up, just a few inches away from you. If that produces discomfort, lift less. Keep moving yourself less, even until the point that even if you're hurting, you can only imagine the movement. So you only have to imagine these movements. You never have to do these movements. That's the good news here. If you're clear with your imagination, then you're able to facilitate those nervous pathways or those neural pathways that your brain will see and activate. That's what we're going to do here. Three steps. You're going to activate yourself, you're going to deactivate yourself, and then you're going to pause. So there's a doing, there's an undoing, and there's a pause period. That sometimes gets a little blurred as to this space between the undoing and the actual activity itself. Because most of you, when you've learned your somatics, have you not gone a little faster than is necessary? Right? Because everybody's used to exercise. It's like, give me another set and another set and another set, and if I try and stretch, I'll get more. So with this approach, we want to stay with less is more. So move so that it's easy and comfortable. If you strive, you're going to push yourself to a point where the stretch reflex mechanism will kick in. It'll recontract the tissues and tighten you up. That's why stretching is something that I never advocate, because the research now validates that it weakens your muscles and actually creates further contraction patterns. But if you do find yourself stretching, ease slowly away from that. Then the next time, move with less effort. Now, when you move away from the intended direction that you're being guided towards, sometimes, and some of you have already experienced this, you'll hesitate. There'll be a jerky kind of quality. There'll be a loss of control. The next time you go through that particular phase, you can move with less effort and find a way internally to move with greater control. So, you know, if you lift your arm up and it comes down in chunks and stairs, then just only go to maybe the first or second stair and stay in this small space until you gain full control. Then you can raise it up and eventually get it all the way up. Because I know you can do a movement, but we're not concerned with what you can do. We're concerned with how well you undo the movement. By focusing your primary focus on the undoing, the doing gets real easy, right? If you stay under that level, it's like, hey, the second time it gets easier, the third time it gets easier, and there you have it. There's a pause period. Make sure you take that pause, even if it's just for a millisecond. Let your body settle down, and then we start again. If any of the directions seem unclear to you, just do what you think you heard. There's no right or wrong with this. You're just going to go somewhere. Your brain has to sort all this out anyway. So it's like when you, you know, crunch up the piece of paper and you throw the paper into the wastebasket. It doesn't always go in, does it? This is the same thing. When you're moving, you're sensing yourself, and if it doesn't go exactly where you thought it was, or the direction's confusing, then you're in a great state. You're in a state of learning. Because if you're chunking that piece of paper in the basket and it doesn't go in, you're now going to take the time to figure out how, you know, how delicately, or how much effort, or is the wind blowing, you know, are the children and the cats and dogs running in front of me? I mean, there's all kinds of obstacles in the way, so you're just negotiating your terrain. Does that make sense? So let's get started with today's class. So if everyone will lie down on your backs,